Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But he was so intelligent about his body. He knew everything about health. He knew all what to do and what not to do. He was always reading books and studying up on it. And for me, out of these three, I think he can make the most impact right away. Because number one, he'll be able to help young guys like Kiki Kuti learn how to take care of their body, learn what to do and what not to do, learn how to keep certain muscles strong to avoid hamstring injuries. And he's so relatable, and he's one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet.
That's Cecil Shorts, who was on with us last Friday, joins us normally on Wednesdays in the 4 o'clock hour. He had some great Cushing anecdotes, analysis, I thought, as to what Brian Cushing could bring to the weight room as the assistant strength and conditioning coach for the Texans. He thinks he'll make the biggest impact of the three former players that were hired, Akeem Dent, a defensive assistant, TJ Yates, an offensive assistant, and then Brian Cushing, an assistant strength and conditioning coach, who, not in his title, but it's also been surmised that he'll also contribute on the defensive side of the football.
Mm-hmm.
On the hotline? Okay.
What's up?
Let's go to the Byers Barricades hotline. What's happening? Hello?
Hi there. Hey.
Hey. What's going on?
Who could you identify yourself, please?
This is your daughter. I'm in Tasmania.
Hello, Rich.
Oh, gosh, wow. This is on the air. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't recognize. I didn't
just
recognize
your daughter,
your voice.
Rich. Jeez.
How red am I turning right now?
All right. So. So this.
Let me see the video.
Yeah. So we just wanted to let you know that we just got engaged. Woo!
That is very cool. Very, very cool. Wow. You definitely got me. We've been watching our phones, wondering if we were going to get a phone call. I did not expect the phone call to come this way.
I can assure you, you're way more surprised than Kate was.
Oh, really?
No. After 6 years, you know when you know.
All right, so
Rich, I can vouch. It took me 8 years this go around.
So for the very, very few people in our audience that aren't familiar with the details here, this is my daughter, Katie. On the line with her is her now, oh my God, fiance, Chris. And they've been living in Sydney, Australia for almost 2 years. Took a trip to Tasmania this weekend.
Wow.
And Chris, you want to take it from there and tell me how you pulled this off in Tasmania?
Oh, God. A lot of pressure here, Rich. But sure, I'll take the floor. Well, Tasmania is beautiful. It's an island off the southern coast of Australia. And basically, they have a beautiful wine country. So we love wine tasting. So we went wine tasting and then came back. And we had this awesome Airbnb. So I had the Airbnb host contact a florist. And when we got back, there were just a bunch of beautiful flowers and rose petals. And we did that. And then I proposed and it worked.
It worked.
And then we went and had some steak.
I love that. It worked.
And then you went and had what? Did we lose them?
We had surf and turf.
Surf and turf. Okay. I knew it began with S, and I was like, well, I'm not sure what he said they had.
Steak and lobster.
All right, so
have I said congratulations yet?
No, you're still in shock.
I am in shock.
You knew it was coming.
I was pretty sure this phone call was coming, but not on the air.
Yeah, exactly. Surprise.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a couple questions. Chris, how excited are you to have Rich as your father-in-law?
Oh, super pumped. Although I'm always going to get let, I'm never going to be good enough from a sports knowledge standpoint.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I don't know jack about technology.
Yeah, you have the more lucrative. Yeah, I can speak to that. You have the more lucrative knowledge base. All right, so where is the wedding going to be?
Wow.
Oh, I can't believe you're the one that's asking this. That was actually what I was going to say next, is that my dad's going to be thrilled to hear that we have decided on Austin, Texas.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. Very little travel. Katie, I can tell you, as someone who's planning a wedding, you know, this is my second go around with this. Just stick it to the man is all I can say. You know, make sure that you get all of your wishes, and make sure that that, you know, that your dad has to just pay through the nose for this thing.
Oh man, we'll see.
I want to know who was complicit in this phone call. Sean, did you know?
No, I swear to God, I didn't.
B-Mac?
I knew when she called in.
No, we just hung up with Mom, and she said, "Well, you can try and call him, but he's on the air." And I was like, "Let's try and call him on the air."
Okay, Rich, can I tell them?
Excellent idea. I will never forget this.
Can I? And Rich, I'm about to ask you this, Rich, but the fact that I'm asking you means the answer has to be yes. Can I tell them how you were kind of pacing around here a little bit earlier?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Like, Rich, he's...
Go ahead,
He's going, man, not that he was nervous, but he's like, it's kind of strange.
I also guaranteed that we'd get the call.
Yeah, you did.
It's not like I didn't think it was going to happen.
That's what I'm saying. You weren't nervous like it wasn't going to happen, but you just thought it was a little odd that you hadn't gotten the phone. He thought it was a little odd that the phone call hadn't come yet. That was all. But he was very cognizant that this was the day to be hearing on this thing.
Well, it's only 10:30 in the morning here in Tasmania.
That's true, so Rich.
We didn't want to be waking up anyone in the middle of the night, so.
Well, we both had our phones next to the bed, and if you called at 4 a.m., we were totally, totally cool with that.
I know. In hindsight, it's a beautiful thing. I wish that everyone would have said that, because apparently Deborah, Chris's mom, did not sleep either.
Were they as thrilled as Rich is right now?
Oh yeah, his dad is a man of very few words, and he personally told me that he's thrilled and couldn't be more happy to welcome me into his family, which was almost made me cry more than the actual proposal. His dad's a man of few words.
Yeah, I'm close right now, to be honest with you. Did your mom cry?
No, I don't think so. I think if it would have been a surprise, yeah. I think the only person we really surprised was Betty, Chris's 94-year-old grandma.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We should get her on the air.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
How's her sports knowledge?
Oh, fantastic.
She knows the Bears and the Cubs.
There you go.
Bears, Bulls, Black.
There you go.
Nice. Very nice. Well, Chris, I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but I thought of you earlier today because Pro Football Focus named its top 101 players in the NFL.
It did.
Seven of them were Bears, all defensive starters.
Wow.
Nice.
I can tell you're thrilled.
That's pretty promising.
That dude just got engaged. You think he cares about Khalil Mack and Eddie Jackson making the Pro Football Focus 101?
Like I said, I don't know why.
I actually do. That's awesome.
Chris,
he literally told me, like, let's call your dad and talk about the Bears' defensive line.
There you
he
go.
He literally just said that to me. I wish I was joking.
Now I feel better.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. Chris, how nervous were you?
For what? The proposal or the Bears?
No, for the proposal.
Either. See?
Yeah. No, the proposal.
So I was nervous, as every man should and probably will be, but we drink a lot of wine. So I was good. I felt better.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
That always helps.
I was nice and inebriated.
All right, so we've determined the where. Have we determined the when?
Yes, it was after the wineries. So we went on a private wine tasting tour through like five different wineries, and came home. It was.
I think he's asking about the wedding.
I meant
the
when.
Wedding. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. sorry. We don't know. Not at all. Yeah, either spring or autumn of 2020.
That sounds good. That sounds awesome.
Gives you enough time to save up, Rich.
Well, summer in Austin probably wouldn't be the best idea. Spring, fall, that sounds really good.
Yep.
And by the way, and I know most of probably all of our audience doesn't know this, but you have a little thing to take care of between then called moving to New York City on June 1st, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we gotta manage that first.
I gotta find a job too. Are you guys hiring?
Probably not what you want to say seconds after telling your future father-in-law that you're marrying his daughter.
Future son-in-law, Rich. This guy's a loser. He's going to be living on the rich lord dime.
Yeah.
Crashing on your couch. Rich, you need to Rich, you can call him Meathead.
Wow, my own personal Mike Stivic.
Your own personal Meathead, little Goyle.
Seriously, I make a good coffee. I've got good jokes.
Good jokes.
The ring was paid in cash, so we're in a good situation.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not going to have to put you through grad school, am I?
Depends. My knowledge is pretty bad. We'll figure it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Very cool stuff, guys. Like I said, congratulations. We couldn't be more Rich. Thrilled. And Chris, I'll say the same thing your dad said to Katie. Welcome to the family. We are very excited to have you as part of the family.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Rich. Appreciate the blessing.
We'll let you guys get back to talking about what's way more interesting to your fans, and that's sports.
I don't think so. You're getting a lot of congratulations on the text line. Congratulations, Rich. Family is getting bigger. That's awesome. Congratulations, Rich and Katie. Chris, you got left out of that text. Sorry. Let's see. Austin means more guests, which means more money. That's from Scott.
Shut up, Scott.
I think they're good on the guests.
Yep.
But yeah.
Good deal. Hey, congratulations, guys. That's awesome. Really, really happy for you.
So I guess since we're talking about this on the radio, we can pretty much tell anybody.
Yep, I think it's public knowledge now.
I think so.
I'll send you some photos.
Awesome.
You're Katie, just so you know, your dad is glowing right now, just so you know.
Like yeah, I'm pretty
he's
close
got a
here.
Rosy, he's got a rosy hue about him right
pretty
now.
Pretty close here.
This yes.
Well, I hope someone's filming because my mom said she would give you guys a heads up to start the cameras.
Yeah,
so that's good. I'm glad you're here.
I'm just looking right now.
That didn't happen.
I just saw the Facebook message. I try to avoid my phone during the. Well, we'll always have the audio.
Yeah, like I said, about
I'm at least gonna take a picture.
Like I've said about six times since we picked up this phone call, I'm pretty close. So it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I at least got some still shots of him just now. Yeah. Crap. Sorry, Jenny. I didn't see your Facebook message until just now, and sorry, Katie, and sorry, Chris. God, I'm a terrible friend. I know. It's unbelievable.
So I guess we got a wedding to plan, huh?
Yeah.
Very cool. We're very excited.
We'll start thinking about that later.
Very excited.
Congratulations.
All right, me too.
Congratulations, kiddos.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you both.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys, and we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Love you. Bye.
Yep.
Bye.
Love you, too. Oh, wait, they were talking to you. Sorry.
They got me.
Jesus, Goyle.
I did not expect
Meathead.
That.
Meathead. His son-in-law's unemployed there.
Don't even go there.
What? Goyle.
He actually quit his job in San Francisco to move with her to Sydney. It was her job assignment.
Yeah.
He had a job in 3 weeks.
Oh, no, he's a successful
He'll
dude.
He'll be fine.
He's if you openly talk, like openly joke about your unemployment on the radio, it means you are highly employable.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, Rich, congratulations, man.
Thank you, Sean.
That was a cool moment on the show.
That was pretty damn awesome.
B-Mac.
I couldn't resist.
Get back to what really matters.
He just Seattled you.
Well, that's what he was saying. Get back to what really matters.
Yeah, all right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.